以弗所书第四章第二十节，你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，要将你们的心智改换以新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20. But you did not learn Christ in this way. If indeed you have heard him and have taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reverence to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and be put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
为什么我们要信耶稣？
Why do we want to believe in Jesus?
信耶稣有什么好处？
What is good in believing in him?
我最常听到的答案就是信耶稣可以得到永生。
The most common answer would be, you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life.
离开这个世界可以到天堂。
And when you leave this world, you will go to heaven.
可是一般的人都很现实。
But most people are very practical.
关心目前的事情多过将来的事情。
They worry more about now instead of the future.
我对这个永生的生命不一定感兴趣。
They may not be interested really in eternal life.
他们关心今生的生命多过于这个来生的生命。
They care more about the present life than the future life.
我们圣经告诉我们，神把耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
The Bible told us Jesus was nailed on the cross.
流出他的宝血，赎清了人的罪。
He shed his blood and he cleansed men of their sins.
使到相信他的人得到这个永生的生命。
So that all those who believe in him will receive eternal life.
约翰福音第三章十六节很熟悉的一句经文。
John 3:16 is a very familiar verse.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
什么是永生的生命？
So what is eternal life?
根据这个约翰福音。
And according to the Gospel of John,
一个悔改相信耶稣的人
，A person who repent and believe in Jesus，
永生的生命就从那个时候开始。
Eternal life starts from that point。
永生这个生命不只是将来的事情，也是现今的事情。
Eternal life is not only about the future, it is also about the present.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第十章第十节这么说。
So Jesus said in John 10:10,
我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
那么这句经文说明信耶稣的人在今生有这个丰盛的生命。
So this verse tells us that people who believe in Christ, their present life will be to the full.
换句话说，这个丰盛的生命是今生可以享有的。
So in other words, this full life is enjoyable right now in the present.
什么是丰盛的生命？
So what is life to the full?
那丰盛的生命有一点像诗人在诗篇第一篇所描述的。
It is kind of like what was described in Psalm chapter 1.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福了。
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in a season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers.
然后这个丰盛的生命也是一个新的生命。
So this abundant life is also a new life.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第五章十七节说，
Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17,
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
这节经文说明说，一个信的耶稣的人是一个新造的人。
This verse told us that whoever believes in Christ is a new creation.
一切旧的生活行为，
All the old way of life,
旧的思想还有旧的人生目的都过去了，一切都是新的了。
The way he thinks and the purpose in life, everything is changed.
然后这节经文有一个要字。
In this verse, there's a key word.
也就是新啊，我们过新年是不是？
And that is the word new. We are going to a new year.
然后有一位圣经学者把这个新的定义形容成为这样。
So there's someone who described new like this.
他说救恩立刻带给人一连串的神迹奇事，而新是这一切的顶峰。
New is the epitome of the wholly different and miraculous thing which is brought by the time of salvation.
这个新是说明不曾有过的。
New means it has never been before.
不曾想过的。
It has never been thought of before.
不曾经历过的事情或者东西。
It has never been experienced before or thing.
可是现在有了。
But now, there is.
那么接受耶稣基督为生命救主的人，他的新生命就开始了。
And so whoever believes in Christ, his new life then begins.
然后这个在基督里的生命今天我们要来看一共有三方面。
The new life in Christ, there are three areas.
在基督里的这个生命，第一就是新生命。
First of all, this is a new life.
这个新的生命不是被修改过的生命。
This new life is not one that has been reconditioned.
这个新生命本质上是就是新的了。
Its whole essence is new.
有一种车叫做 recondition or refurbished这个 car.
That's the kind of car that is reconditioned or refurbished.
现在如果你到 Amazon 网站去看的话，
So if you go on the Amazon website,
你可以看到有一些照相机是 refurbished.
You can find that there are some camera that are refurbished.
车子或者这些照相机它本来是旧的。
So the car or the camera, they were old.
但是人把它改造成新的。
But they were refurbished and became kind of new.
把它更新了。
So they have kind of resurrected it.
但是在基督里的生命不像这些车子一样，或者这个照相机。
But the new life in Christ is not like these refurbished car or camera.
然后希腊文经常用了两个字来形容这个新。
In Greek, there are two words that describe new.
因为新约圣经是以希腊文写的。
Because the New Testament was written in Greek.
一个是 new。
One is neos,
另外是 kainos,
The other one is kainos.
Neo 的意思就是指这个很近期的新。
Neo means it is new, just recently.
啊，就是讲到啊，就好像你买一部新车一样啊，是新的嘛。
Just as you go and buy a new car, it's new.
啊，但是kainos 呢是形容从来没有过的新。
Kainos describes something that has never been before.
那么圣经里面有很多地方提到这个 kainos 啊这种心。
So in the Bible, there are many places that use kainos to describe new.
啊，比如说在启示录里面第五章有讲到新歌。
For example, in Revelation chapter 5, it talks about a new song.
啊，在以赛亚书第43章有讲到新事。
And in Isaiah 43, it talks about a new thing.
啊，我们圣经新约。
Our Bible, New Testament.
还有在启示录第二章有讲到这个新的名。
In Revelation chapter 2, it talks about a new name.
啊，在启示录21章讲到这个新天新地。
And then in chapter 21, talk about the new heaven and new earth.
啊，同样在启示录21章讲到这个新耶路撒冷。
And in the same chapter, it talks about the new Jerusalem.
啊，这些新是从来没有见过的。
So this new has never been before.
我们在路加福音第五章，主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
And in Luke chapter 5, Jesus talked about a parable.
啊，他讲的这个比喻是讲解这个新跟旧的区别。
The parable talks about the difference between new and old.
啊，新就是新的。
New is new.
啊，旧就是旧的。
And old is old.
啊，他们不可以混合在一起。
They cannot be mixed together.
所以在路加福音第五章主耶稣说了这个比喻。
So in chapter 5 of Luke, Jesus said,
啊，主耶稣对门徒说，没有人把新衣服撕下一块来补在旧衣服上，若是这样就把新的撕破了，并且所撕下来的 那块新的和旧的也不相称。
He told them this parable.No one tears a patch from a new garment and sews it on to an old one. If he does, he will have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new will not match the old.
也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里。若是这样，新酒必将皮袋裂开，酒便漏出来，皮袋也就破了。但新酒必须装在新皮袋里。
And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins and it will be spilled out, and the skins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins.
把新的衣服撕下一块啊，补在这个旧的衣服上，不会把这个旧的衣服变成新。
So if you cut a piece of new garment and put it to the old, does not make the old garment new.
那反而把两件衣服都变成不相称。
But instead, you ruin both garments.
同样的，人不可以把新酒放在这个旧皮袋里。
And similarly, you cannot put new wine into old wineskins.
因为新酒放在这个旧皮袋里。
Because if you put new wine into the old wineskin,
啊，它发酵的时候会把这个旧皮袋胀破。
And when it ferment, it is going to burst the skin.
那主耶稣所强调的就是我们不可以把旧的跟新的混合在一起。
What Jesus stressed here is you cannot mix new and old.
啊，因为它们是不同样的东西。
Because they are different.
如果把它们放在一起的话。
If you mix them together,
新跟旧的都会受到损害。
The new and the old will be damaged.
啊，新衣必须用新布来做。
If you want to make a new garment, you must use a new cloth.
那新酒必须要放在新皮袋里面。
And new wine must be put in new wineskin.
啊，信耶稣的人，圣经说是一个新造的人。
And according to the Bible, the believers of Christ are new creations.
啊，不可以把这个新的生命和这个旧的生命把它混合在一起。
You cannot mix new life with the old life.
我们不可以相信耶稣，然后去相信别的神。
You cannot believe in Jesus and yet you believe in other things.
我们不可以信靠主，然后又信靠自己。
We cannot have faith in Christ and yet you have faith in yourself.
我们不可以一个脚踏在这个世界上，然后另外一个脚踏在神的国度上。
You cannot have one foot on earth and yet the other foot is in the new kingdom.
如果我们没有完全信靠耶稣，
If we do not believe in Christ wholeheartedly,
完全以他成为我们生命的救主，
To let him be the Lord of our life,
我们的生命必定会有问题的。
Then there is going to be problem with our life.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章第一节到第四节这么说。
So Paul said in Romans chapter 6 verse 1 to 4.
保罗说既然你们已经信了耶稣得救了。
Paul said, well, since you are believer of Christ, you are saved.
他说这样怎么说呢？
What shall we say then?
我们可以来在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase?
断乎不可。
May it never be.
我们在罪上死了的人岂可乃在罪中活着呢？
How shall we who die to sin still live in it?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or do you not know that all of usWho have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
他说所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death.So that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness in life.
刚才今天早上我们所看那段经文在以弗所书。
This morning when we read the scripture from Ephesians,
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏了，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象做的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
我们一个得到拯救的人，他必须要把那个旧的行为除去。
So for one who has been saved, you must get rid of the old ways.
这里说心智改换一新。
Here it says your mind be renewed.
并且有基督的样式。
And to have the likeness of Christ.
有真理的仁义，还有这个圣洁。
And to be created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
新生命是具有基督的样式。
The new life has the likeness of Christ.
是按照神的形象所造的。
And it is created according to the likeness of God.
那么圣经告诉我们，神造人的时候是按照他的形象所造。
And the Bible told us when God created man, it is according to the likeness of God.
那么因此一个新造的人必须有基督的形象。
And so for the new believer, he must have the likeness of Christ.
有这个神的生命的一个特点。
And this is a special characteristic of having God's life.
所以当我们接受耶稣成为我们的救主的时候，
And so when we accept Christ as our Savior,
那么耶稣就进入我们的生命里面。
Then Jesus, enter into our life.
恢复神原先造我们那个形象。
And to restore the likeness where we were created at first.
那么心理学谈到这个自我形象。
Psychology talk about self-image.
啊，这个是人对自己所做出的评估。
And this is a self-evaluation of man.
啊，可能是正面的。
Maybe it's positive.
或者是负面的。
Or it could be negative.
一个人对自己有自信心。
For a person to have a self-trust.
啊，那么他的自我形象就高。
His self-image will be high.
那有些人对自己没有信心。
There are some people who don't have faith in themselves.
他的自我形象就低。
Then his self-image will be low.
有高的自我形象是好的。
It is good to have a high self-image.
啊，但是这些自我形象是以人为中心。
But the self-image is centered around man.
从人的角度来看，这个是好的。
So from the man's point of view, this is good.
但是从神的角度来看，不一定是好的。
But from God's point of view, it may not necessarily be good.
啊，通常这些自我形象高的人，有时候会感到骄傲。
Usually the people who have high self-image are quite proud of themselves.
那人的自我形象还有神的形象是两回事情。
Man's self-image and God's image is two different things.
人的自我形象是以人为中心。
Man's self-image is according to man.
而神的形象是以神为中心。
But God's image is centered around God.
我在基督里的生命是以神为中心的生命。
And so a life in Christ is a life centered around God.
所以在加拉太书第二章第二十节保罗说。
So Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
啊，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我在基督里的生命，第二点是新的思想。
The second thing about the new life in Christ is new mind.
我信耶稣得救的人不仅得到这个新生命。
So those who believe in Christ, not only do they receive new life, they
也应当有这个新的思想。
They should also have new mind.
啊，思想是我们人这个生命的中心。
Our mind is the center of a person.
那神首先改变我们的生命。
God first changed our life.
然后改变我们的思想。
Then change our minds.
所以在腓立比书第二章第五节保罗说。
So Paul said in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
啊，这个心是指我们的思想。
So it's talking about our thought, our mind.
保罗劝勉我们要以基督的思想成为我们的思想。
Paul encouraged us to know that our mind should be just like Christ.
如果以这个电脑来做个比喻。
If we use the computer as an example.
啊，生命是这个主体机。
Life is the central processing unit.
啊，CPU 啊。啊，思想是这个软件。
And our mind is the software.
在旧约圣经里面，以西结书第36章26节说。
And in the Old Testament, Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 26.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将新的灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉蛇心，赐给你们肉心。
Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you.And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
神要赐给我们一个新的心。
God wants to give us a new heart.
啊，将新的灵放在我们里面。
He wants to put a new spirit in us.
一个信了耶稣的人，圣经告诉我们，他的心是新的。
A believer in Christ, the Bible tells us his heart is new.
或者说他的思想是新的。
Or in other words, it means his mind is new.
所以保罗在罗马书第十二章第二节说。
So Paul said in Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察念何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
那保罗劝勉我们不要效法这个世界。
Paul tells us, do not be conformed to this world.
因为这个世界不是从神而来的。
Because this world is not from God.
那就如约翰一书第二章第十五到十六节这么说。
Just as it was said in 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 16.
他说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world nor the things in the world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，比今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world.
所以当一个人爱世界的时候，他爱神的心就不存在了。
So when a person loves the world, the love of God is not in him.
所以保罗劝勉我们说，我们的心或者我们的思想应当是按照神的旨意更新变化。
And so Paul tells us our heart or our mind should be transformed by God.
那罗马书第十二章第二节这节经文有三个要词。
So this verse in Romans chapter 12 verse 2 has three keywords.
啊，第一个就是心意。
The first is your mind.
啊mind 啊，我们的思想啊。第二个是更新。
The second one is renew
啊，就是把我们的思想把它更新啊，把它更新过来变成新的了。
And it is to renew our mind to make it into a new way
啊。还有第三个要词就是变化。
And the third key word is transformed
啊，变化。如果你去看希腊文的话，它是 metamorpho。
So in Greek, the word transform is metamorpho.
有没有听过这个 metamorphosis?
Do you remember the word metamorphosis?
啊，这个就是 metamorphosis.
So that is metamorphosis.
啊，从一个很丑怪的一条虫变成一个很漂亮的一个蝴蝶。
It changed from an ugly caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly.
啊，这个是一个过程。
So this is a process.
所以保罗在这节经文想到的变化是一个成圣的过程。
So what Paul was talking about in this verse, it is a process, to become holy.
我们的思想应当每一天都在更新而变化。
Our mind should be transforming every day.
啊，今天比昨天更好。
Today is better than yesterday.
明年比今年更加好。
Next year is much better than this year.
我们世上一切的东西都会越来越旧。
Because truly everything is going to get older and older.
买回来的新车一年比一年成为旧的了。
You buy a new car and each year pass is going to get older and older.
可是在基督里的生命不是越来越旧。
And yet the life in Christ is not getting older.
而是越来越新。
It is getting newer.
所以在哥林多后书第四章第十六节说。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 it says.
所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Therefore we do not lose heart.Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
在耶利米哀歌三章二十三节说。
And then in Ecclesiastes it says.
No. Lamentation.
Lamentation.
Sorry, you know. 每早晨都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。今天早上我们唱那首诗歌嘛。
They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And we sang that this morning.
还有在哥罗西书第三章第十节，保罗这么说。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 10 it says.
啊，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
And have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge and in the image of its creator.
啊，这个知识是指神的真理。
The knowledge referred to the truth of Christ, of God.
神的真理或者神的话语是我们灵命更新那种动力。
God's word or God's knowledge, it is the motivation of how we renew.
啊，基督徒的灵命跟神的知识或者神的话语有密切的关系。
The spiritual life of a Christian has a close relationship to God's words.
神的话语使到我们的生命得到改变。
God's word causes our life to change.
一个人越认识神的话语。
The more a man know of God's word.
他的灵命就越来越成熟。
His spiritual life will be more and more mature.
神的话语是我们的灵粮。
God's word is our spiritual food.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第四章第四节说。
So that's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse
4. 人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
那在基督里的生命，第一是新生命。
The life in Christ, first of all, it is a new life.
第二是新的思想。
Second, it is a new mind.
那么第三是新的目的。
Third, it is of new a new purpose.
我在初中念书的时候。
When I was in
middle school.
Middle school.
我就开始思考到人生的目的。
I began to think about the purpose of life.
我问人活在这个世界上是为了是什么目的。
So I ask, what is the purpose of man living on earth?
人被生下来必须面对这个生老病死的问题。
Man was born and then he must face getting older, getting sick and die.
短短的七八十年。
In the short 70 or 80 years.
有些更短。
And some people live even shorter.
或者有些长一点。
Or some live a little longer.
无论长短到底为了什么。
No matter whether it's long or short, what is the purpose?
那么在圣经里面主耶稣挑战一个人叫他来跟随他。
So in the Bible, Jesus Christ actually challenged a person asking him to come follow him.
有一个人来见耶稣说夫子啊，我该做什么善事才能得永生。
And someone came to him and said, Teacher, what good thing shall I do? I may obtain eternal life.
耶稣对他说你为什么以善事问我呢？
And he said to him, Why are you asking me about what is good?
只有一位是善的。
There is only one who is good.
你若要进入永生就当遵守诫命。
But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments.
他说什么是诫命？
Then he said to him, Which ones?
耶稣说就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。
And Jesus said, You shall not commit murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
那少年人说，这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？
The young man said to him, All these things I have kept. What am I still lacking?
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。
Jesus said to him, If you wish to be complete, Go and sell your possessions and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven.
你还要来跟从我。
And come, follow me.
那少年人听见这话就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property.
所以耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
Jesus answered, If you want to be perfect, go. Sell your possessions, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me.
啊，这个年轻人听了之后。
And when this young man heard.
啊，他心里面感到很忧愁。
He grieved.
并且他离开了。
And he left.
因为他有很多的产业。
Because he owns a lot of property.
因为这些产业他连永生都不要了。
Because of his property, he let go of eternal life.
人活在这个世界上的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of man living on earth?
在我还没有认识主耶稣之前。
Before I came to know Jesus,
我也以为人活在世界上的目的就是追求这个成功。
I thought the purpose of man living in life is to seek after success.
地位、名誉还有这个财富。
Status, prosperity and fame.
那后来我听到福音，我开始读圣经。
But later I heard the gospel, I began to read the Bible.
发现到人活在这个世界上不是为了成功、地位、名誉或者财富。
I realize man's purpose living, it is not to seek after success, to have status, to have fame and prosperity.
因为主耶稣在马太福音第16章第26节说。
Because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 verse 26.
他说人若赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?
人还能拿什么来换取这个生命呢？
Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
这节经文让我思考到人活在世上的目的。
And so this verse forced me to think of what the purpose of man is.
是的，人活在这个世界上不是为了成功。
Yes, indeed, man living on earth is not about success.
不是为了地位、名誉或者财富。
It is not about status, fame or prosperity.
你知道人活在这个世界上的目的是什么？
Do you know what the purpose is for man living on earth?
我现在要告诉你。
I'm going to tell you now.
也就是更加认识这位神。
And it is to know this God more.
我们的主题是认识基督。
Our theme for this year is to know Christ.
所以这是保罗在世界上他活着的目的。
And this is the purpose of Paul living on earth.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，唯要得着基督。
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦。效法他的死，或者我得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
保罗还说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着这个标杆直跑。要得神在基督里从上面招来的奖赏。
But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我们活在这个世界上不是为了成功。
We live on this earth is not because of success.
所谓这个成功是世人所定义定的这个成功。
This success is from man's point of view.
我们活在这个世界上的目的不是为了地位、名誉跟这些财富。
We live on earth and it's not because we want status, prosperity or fame.
因为这一切都会过去的。
Because all these will come to pass.
是我们离开世界的时候带不走的。
It is nothing that we can bring when we die.
就好像约翰一书第二章第十七节说。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 17 it says,
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The world is passing away and also its lust.But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
是的，唯遵行神旨意的才是永远长存。
Yes, only the one who does the will of God lives forever.
你在基督里的生命是怎么样的？
How is your life in Christ?
你是否有这个新生命？
Do you have this new life?
你是否有这个新的思想？
Do you have this new mind?
你是否有这个新的目的?
And do you have the new purpose?
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's come before the Lord and meditate on today's message.
你活在这个世界上的目的是什么？
What is your purpose in life?
或者说你是否有一个真正的目的
Or maybe we should say, do you have a real purpose?
至于我们那些已经得到拯救的人
And those people who have already obtained
我们应当按照圣经的教导
We should live according to the teaching of the Bible.
活出一个新的生命。
To live a new life.
拥有这个新的思想。
To have a new mind.
有一个新的目的。
And to have a new purpose.
如果你还没有得到这个救恩，或者你还没有信耶稣的。
If you have not received this salvation, or if you have not believed in Christ,
你是否知道你活在这个世界上的目的是什么？
Do you know what your purpose is living here on earth?
可能你的目的跟我还没有信耶稣的时候是一样的。
Maybe your purpose was the same as mine before I know Christ.
也就是为了在这个世界上有成功，有地位、名誉，或者赚更多的财富。
And it is to be success, to have status, and to earn more money.
但是当我认识主耶稣之后
，But after I come to know Jesus,
我发觉到这是不知不觉是人活在世界上的目的。
I realize these are not the purpose in life.
人活在这个世界上的目的就是认识这位真神。
For man to live on earth, his purpose is to know this real God.
我不晓得你是否愿意考虑得到这个人生的目的。
I don't know if you would consider having this new purpose.
因为这个目的是好的无比。
Because this purpose is good.
我盼望你能够思考这个问题。
I hope that you will consider this.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Our dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你打开我们的心门。
Please open up our hearts.
能够顺服你的话语。
To obey your words.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.